Ezekiel. Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. And we'll read 3 verses there. Good to be back home. I have introduced myself as Bill Johnson the whole morning. I figured you wouldn't know the difference. Brother Ken says I'm the most unfaithful member he's got. But I'm satisfied as long as I'm a member. I'm glad the Lord brought us this way. And good to see each one of you during this season here in the house of the Lord. And aren't you glad we can still worship? Of course, I've been telling folks you don't have to quit church because church is in the heart. That's where worship happens. It should be in the home. And then when we can, in the house of the Lord. And things that I've always thought were important have really become important in these days. My faith, my family, and my fellowship. There's no price tag that can be put and no substitute for what you're looking at around you. When we, through the week, walk with the Lord, have our experiences with Him, we bring it all together. And we're able to share that one with another. And what you get helps me. And what I get helps you. And so what a blessing that it is. I was thinking, you know, the other day, there are some things that are worse than COVID-19. I heard about a fellow that come and served papers on him. And he looked at it and he thought it said he checked positive for COVID-19. They hauled him to jail. He said, wait a minute, if I tested positive for COVID-19, shouldn't you be taking me to the hospital? They said, you didn't test positive for COVID-19. You tested positive for cocaine on the 19th. Well, if I had to have one or the other, I'd have the COVID, wouldn't you? Of course, Esther and I, we started out trying to social distance. But we couldn't stay that far away from one another. 6 feet's a long ways. We've done wore out 3 masks. All right, I do know you're going to have a great sermon today because Brother David said this new apparatus that y'all got will preach itself. All I got to do is just open up. All right, Genesis chapter number 2, we'll read verse 15, verse 16, and verse number 17. And the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. He made farmers out of Adam and Eve. I really think that he's done the same for all of us because we all sow something and we all reap something. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. Boy, isn't God a generous God? Full of grace and mercy. Reminds me of what Paul said, he that delivered up his only son for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? He's saying to Adam and Eve in this garden, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. You can be seated. I want to preach for a few moments this morning on the yeses and the no. The yeses and the no. It all began here in the garden that way. There were all of those yeses that Adam and Eve could freely partake of without even asking. Adam and Eve, it's all a yes. And one no. Isn't that amazing? That's the very heart of God. He is a yes God. I think that all of life is lived that way. You either live in the yeses of God or the no. It's going to end up that way. You'll either end up in the auspices of His yeses or the no. To obey the no for Adam and Eve means to enjoy all the bounty of the yeses. But to live in the yeses and enjoy the yeses means you must obey the no. It's very simple here in the beginning, but it's as simple now. It's either yeses, the plurality and abundance of God's goodness and God's grace, yeses, or a no. Now, I want to amplify this in three simple ways. First of all, I want us to look at the contrast between all those yeses and the no. The devil sometimes will come and get on your shoulder as he does Adam and Eve here in the garden. All he wants to do is magnify the negative. He wants to talk about the no. Sometimes he'll come and whisper in your ear about all the things he thinks that you think about that you don't have or cannot have. But when the devil comes to reminding you about the no, you just take out time and remind him of all the yeses. He won't hang around long enough to hear them all. All yeses is what I'm emphasizing. God has given all yeses and one no. Wow. One no. One tree and an unlimited amount of yeses, all of the trees. That is God's operation in the garden. I was pondering when the children of Israel went in to take the promised land. The Lord said to them, there are 31 cities that you're going to capture. There will be spoils as a result of that and rewards that will be yours. But he said, here's how it's going to operate, just like in the garden. 30 of the cities are all yours. You don't even have to ask. Just leave me one, which is Jericho. Now I want you to ponder that in your own life. In relationship and contrast, I'm looking at the contrast. I'm looking at the ratio, the balance, and the percentages of how many yeses God has spoken into our lives versus the no. I don't even know if you can compare them. 1 out of 30, 1 out of all the garden. Got a friend here in Georgia. When he was 9 years old, he said, I earned my first $20 bill working with my dad, who was a plumber. He said, my dad gave me the $20, and then he said, now, son, you know that's not all yours. He said, but Dad, what do you mean it's not all mine? He said, well, 10% of that belongs to the Lord. He said, well, how much is that? He said, well, you keep 18 and give God 2. He said, right then I figured, man, this is a good deal. You can't, I'm going to tell you, outgive God. And he said it set in motion my giving. But take that down to the individual that is here, to my life as I have tried to ponder, and your life. I'm talking about the yeses. All the trees of the garden thou mayest, what? Freely eat. Adam, don't come and keep asking. I told you you can have the peaches. I told you if you wanted oranges, you could have them. If you want grapes, just go get them. You don't even have to pray about it. Just stay away from the no. Now, I understand that a no is a no. No matter how many times you go to that no, it will always be a no. But in Adam's case, it's always just one no. I began to analyze my own life. I've been a Christian, been saved 51 years. And this is the honest truth. Of the times of which God has indelibly come to me and said to me, no. Brother Ken, I can't get over, two handfuls of times. I'm being honest. Now, whatever those no's were always a no. I don't care if I went 1,000 times, they were still no. But I cannot calculate over a couple of handfuls of times of which God has given me a very bold and loud no. Every time he looked at that tree, it said, no. But he could look at hundreds and thousands of other trees, and they said, yes! It's like all of their leaves were pulling them and indicating that they could come and partake of all the fruit. And one no. You think about the no's in your life, and then think about the yeses. While I could not come up with two handfuls of no's, I'm going to tell you, no computer or calculator could calculate all the yeses that God has given me. I woke up this morning and it was a breath of yes. I read it for church. It was yes. Ate a little breakfast. It was yes. Got in the truck and drove. Yes. I got here in the house of God. It was a yes. And I'm preaching and it still feels like a yes. Yes. I was preaching in Tennessee years ago. The only move that week was an 8-year-old girl. I've never forgotten it. She came to the altar all by herself. The pastor got down and prayed with her. She got up and the preacher said, honey, what happened to you? I'll never forget it. She said, well, I asked Jesus to save me and he said yes. I said, hallelujah. He always says yes if you want to be saved. But and how many other things? Think about that beautiful wife. That was a yes. That husband, that was a yes. I think about my four children. That was a yes. I think about 13 grandchildren. Yes! One of them's right here with us this morning. You'll be able to tell she looks just like me. I mean, if I had brown hair and brown eyes and wasn't so fat and was real pretty, we'd look just alike. The bountiful blessings of God. I remember preaching in the first church that I pastored in North Carolina. Had a dear elderly sister there, Sister Laura King, passed away in her 90s, sweet lady. She came in on one Wednesday night with her cane and walked all the way up to me and she said, preacher, I ought to whack you over the head. I said, Sister Laura, that's not becoming of you. Why would you want to hit me over the head? She said, because on Sunday night, you told us when we went back home before we went to sleep to lay our heads on our pillows and count our blessings. She said, I laid my head on my pillow, began to count my blessings. It was 3 o'clock in the morning before I got to sleep.
ought to whack you in the head. But I wonder how long. Matter of fact, you know why heaven is going to be eternal? Because once you find out how much He's blessed you, it'll take every bit of that for you to thank Him for all that He has done. I'm here to say to you the blessings of living in the yeses at the expense of staying away from one no. The blessing of leaving the no. But why would you give up all the yeses for a no? Why would you give up the joys of being able to fellowship with the Lord in the cool of the day, in the garden, and to be able to partake of all of His graces and all of His benefits and all His bounty? Why would you want to give that all up for a no?
How many of you here could say by the raising of your hand, preacher, the Lord's yeses in my life have far outnumbered the no's? Oh, there'll be a no. There'll be. But oh, honey, what about all of those yeses? The yes to salvation. The yes to forgiveness. The yes to the peace of God. The yes to the grace of God. The yes to heaven. The yeses are innumerable. Really, there is no contrast to be made. But let's move beyond that. All the yeses. Now, you'll sit down and eat lunch this evening, and you won't ask God if you can eat lunch. You'll just thank Him for the lunch. You'll lie on a good bed tonight. You won't ask God if you can go to bed. You'll just thank Him for the day and that you got a place to raise your head. You know why? Because He's already, if there's no no attached to it, it's all yes. Every breath is a yes. It's all yes. Have you thought about the yeses of God in your life? From morning to evening, God saying to Adam and Eve, it's yes, yes, yes. The whole garden screamed yes with the fragrance of all of the fruit. Yes! The invitation to partake of it. Yes! And hasn't He screamed yes in your life? And yes, in my life. But of course, we go back to this text and we realize there's not only the contrast, there are the consequences of living in the yeses or the no. And I'm not here today to emphasize that no. I'm here to emphasize the goodness of God in His yeses. But yet we understand what took place because of Adam and Eve being focused by the devil on that no. The moment that they partook of it, the Bible tells us they became ashamed. There was condemnation. A cloud of conviction that covered over them. That it came out of the one tree. It flowed out of that disobedient act of that one thing. It's still that way in this day. The no can bring so much condemnation, so much heartache. Ashamed they were. And the last person that they wanted to see or be around was God when He came in the garden. They began to hide themselves. The no will cause you to slip around, sneak around, hide, be ashamed and condemned. And then it culminates itself. You can tell when somebody's living on the no. They're wanting to blame somebody else. Adam, what'd you do? Wasn't me, it was that woman. Well now, lady, what did you? Wasn't me, it was that serpent. It reminds me of where America is right now.
looking into the countenance and the eyes of those who are out on the streets and those who are so discontented and have all the complaints. I'm going to tell you the problem with America is we've lived in the no for so long that we're reaping what comes and flows out of that one tree. There is rebellion out of that tree. There is hate out of that tree. There is, as I say, condemnation out of that tree. That's what comes out of the one tree or the one no. As a matter of fact, to live in that no, to partake of that no, cancels all the yeses. Did you notice that? That the whole garden became a no. Did you see what they did? They tried to cover their no or their nakedness because of that one tree. And what did they use to cover themselves with? They used the leaves off the yeses. And then when they wanted to hide from God, they hid behind the yeses. Everything about them became a no. Adam became a no. Eve became a no. I'm going to tell you, the whole garden became a no. They were put out of the garden. And of course, there was that cherub, that angel with that flaming sword, saying to them, no, 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 no. It was all a no. But can I say to you, to live in the auspices and blessings of God's yeses is to enjoy His presence, to enjoy His yeses, and to enjoy His fellowship, and to walk with Him daily, and to be able not to blame everybody else because of the condemnation in our hearts, but to look for somebody to thank for all the yeses. My heart is screaming, yes, thank you, Lord, for this day. Yes, thank you, Lord, for the opportunities of this day. Yes, Lord, thank you for my family. Yes, Lord, thank you for those that I can fellowship with. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, for all the yeses. I don't want to hurt nobody. I ain't mad at nobody. I just wish folks had some sense. But once you eat of that tree and you scoot under that no, you lose any kind of common reasoning. Your whole world, as a matter of fact, when they partook of that tree, the whole world was brought into the spirit of no. There was a curse even upon the ground. The thorns began to sprout. The dogs began to bite. The snakes became poisonous. Everything became a no. You had to start saying no, 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 no. You didn't even need that word in the garden except for one tree. Now you got to tell your younguns all the time, no, don't do that. No, don't get there. No, no, no. There's so much out here. It's going to hurt you. It's a no. We're living in the world of a no because that is the consequences of it. And someone would ask, they'd say, well, preacher, what is the answer to this? What is the answer to this no in this world? Because you see, not only did everything become a no because of that tree. Not only did Adam become a no and Eve become a no and it all became a no, but did you know, pardon the pun, did you know that you were born a no? David said that about himself, born of his mother's womb. He came into this world telling lies. And so all my little children were angels. They were all, no, we're all born into this world of death with conviction and condemnation. And can't you remember those days before you were saved? And you, the last thing you wanted was a confrontation with God. You didn't want to hear anything out of this book because you were a no. I was a no. 14 years of my life, my whole life was a no when it came to God. But somebody said, well, what is the answer? Well, you see, this situation about yeses and nos, the yeses and a no began with trees, didn't it? It's all about trees. Yes is all the trees and no, that one tree. And now everything is under the spell of the no. The judgment of God. But you know what the answer to it is? Another tree. Another tree. And you know what that tree is called, don't you? Calvary, thank God. And somebody said, well, if that tree was just a tree that they cut down and made a cross out of, what makes the difference? It's not in the tree. It's in the person that's on that tree. Because here is the truth of the matter. God only had, now listen to this, God only ever had one yes for this world. And you know who that was? His Son. He said on 3 occasions, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." He never said that about Abraham. He never said that about David. He never said that about Elijah. He never said that about John the Baptist, but he said that about his only begotten Son. And Jesus, when he prayed, he said, "Father, I thank Thee that Thou always hearest me." Did you know that the greatest relationship that has ever been was a father and son relationship? That was the Father of heaven and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest relationship, and He sent that Son into this world and put Him on a cross because He's the only yes that this world has ever had. He could never say yes to you, nor could He say yes to me, even in saving ourselves, let alone saving anybody else. But oh, every time that He looked at His Son, it was a yes. The Bible said, and all the promises of God in Him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All the promises of God in Him. Which lets me know that all the promises of God are in Him. But what are they? All the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. In other words, yes is what it is. And what He did is He sent His Son into this world, put Him on the cross. His one and only Son, He put on the cross. His only yes for this world, He put on the cross. But thank God that one yes has taken care of every no that is represented here today that has come to the cross. I can remember that day and that hour as a 14-year-old boy when I was confronted by that truth and that gospel, and the Lord Jesus spoke to my heart and He said, "I have come to save you." And I said, "Yes, I want to be saved." And He said, "Yes, I'm going to save you. And yes, I'm going to write your, yes, I'm going to put my peace in your heart. Yes, I'm going to give you that grace." And thank God, I did not know the amenities that come as a result of being a child of God. I'd never heard it preached. But when I lay my head on that pillow that night, I felt a peace that passeth all understanding. And I didn't even know there was such a thing until I heard a preacher preach on the peace of God. I said, well, I've got that. I heard them preach on joy unspeakable and full of glory the first time I heard it. I said, well, I've got that. I heard them preach on a love that passeth all knowledge. And I said, I've got that. And then I realized, of course I've got it, because I've got the yes of God. I've got Jesus, hallelujah, that has settled all my no's. Yes. Yes to His righteousness. Yes to His peace. Yes to His presence. Yes to a home in heaven. Yes to sonship. Yes, yes, yes. Aren't you glad for the yeses that come out of the cross? Now I realize we're living in a day and age where everybody's trying to go back to the garden. They want a utopia. They want some kind of a man-made society that will produce its own righteousness and its own peace and its own joy. They call it socialism and communism and Marxism and all that other stuff. But I'm here to tell you there's no such place. That's all been shut down. And I don't want to go back to that garden anyway. I'd rather go to the cross than any tree that is in the garden. What a difference it is. Because in the garden, Adam lost his innocence. That's the best he had. But in Christ, I gained His righteousness. Hallelujah. In the garden, Adam lost Adam. But at the cross, I gained the Christ. Adam's run out of the garden, but thank God I've been taken in at the cross. Oh, at the garden, in the garden, Adam became a sinner and died. But at the cross, I became a saint and live. Hallelujah. In the garden, Adam and Eve knew God as Creator in His creation. That's the best they knew Him, as the Creator in His creation. But thank God at the cross, I met Him as my Savior in salvation. I am now what Adam never was. I am a part of the family of God because of another tree. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the cross? Let me say it this way. Every no that has ever been. Now this is why evolution is being taught in our schools. Is they want to erase the no. Because if the garden didn't happen, the cross didn't happen. As there was no fall, you don't need to be saved. You can't have one and the other. And by the way, did you know you can't hold on to the no and have the yes at the same time? It's either the trees of this old world and teachings of this old world, or it is the truth of heaven which is and comes from the cross that changes our lives. Hallelujah. But I say to you, thank God for the yes that came through Christ. Came through Christ. Now, here's how that works out. Did you know that, as I said, the Father never said no to the Son? You'll never find it in the Scripture that He ever said no to the Son. John chapter number 17, Jesus is praying to His Father. And He said, Father, you know the glory that we had together in the beginning and that we're going to have when I get back. He said, I'm just wondering, you know all these down here that you've given me and all those that will come after them? I'm just wondering if they could be one with us, even as we are one.
Back in November, as we always do, get together as the family, the children, the grandchildren, and we have a little chapel out in back. My oldest son, his family has taken in a child that basically was on the streets, sleeping in cars and things of that nature. And his daughter was testifying, who's 13 years old. It just overwhelmed me. She said, you know, when you open up your home for someone you don't know, you really don't know what you're going to have to give and what it's going to take. You don't know what you're getting. But she said, on the other side of it, you don't know what it's going to cost you and what you're going to have to give. And she wasn't saying that in a negative sense. She's just saying in reality, you open up your home to someone else. And when she said that, I thought about the person who opened up his home for the most people. And you know who that was? I'll tell you what. When he was with the Father in the beginning, there wasn't no grumbling Baptists up there. Huh? There wasn't no religious folks up there criticizing everybody. Self-righteous. They didn't have to worry about all the signs that everybody's wanting to put up on what denomination they are in heaven. There wasn't no problem with that. Because there wasn't no people. But Jesus said to his Father, he said, Father, I've been thinking, since you've given me all of these, and I've saved all these, and I'm going to save all those that come, is it all right if they just all come with me? Now, could you imagine in a natural circumstance a child coming home with all their friends and saying, Mama, Dad, you let me play with these, and I love them, they love this. Can they all just move in? Can you see the mother and father saying, do what? Do you know anything about them? You don't even know some of them. Where are we going to put all of them? I don't know, Dad, but we'd love them. Now, I know the Heavenly Father and the Son put all this together, but could you imagine the Father when the Son said, Lord, Father, what I was thinking was, would it be okay if I just brought them all there? Just open up the kingdom there? Could you imagine the Father looking over and saying, have you thought that through? How many, I know we set up a plan of salvation for him, and we're going to save him, but we could have a place out there, you know, in space for him. They can get along out there. You want them all up here? Do you know what kind of people these people have been? We never had none of that like this. But you know, the Father has never said no to the Son. And when the Son said, Father, I want to bring Brother David with me. And I want to bring Brother Mike with me. And I want to bring Brother Ken with me. And I want to bring Brother Dana with me. And I want to bring Emma. I don't want any distance. I don't want them to visit. I want to bring them all home. And you know what the Father said? Yeah. Yeah. Well, aren't you glad you're going home? You're going home. A yes from the Father. When He saved you, thank God. A yes when He put His Spirit in you. A yes when He wrote your name. But a yes to heaven! Hey, I got good news. Did you know that there's one word for sure that does not exist in heaven? I'm going to see how smart you Baptists are. What do you think the one word is that does not exist in heaven? Hey, you're right!
No nose in heaven fair. There'll be no nose up there. It's not a let. There's not going to be another tree up there. His tree settled it all. We're not going to get to heaven with one of those circles with an X in the middle of it saying, don't go there. Stay out of there. Quiet zone here. Huh? Do not touch. No nose. It's all a yes. Told you about when we have the grand young'uns early on. When the grand young'uns started being born and we had set up this get together for all of us at Thanksgiving. We had two objects in our house we didn't want broke. Two pictures. So we'd take them and put them in the closet. You know why? Because we wanted as few a nose as there could be. I don't want 13 grand young'uns come to my house hearing no. Now and then there has to be a no if they're going to be hurt. But I'm going to tell you, I want it to be yes. Can I have orange? Go get it. Yes. Can I get a pink? Yes. Can I ride the four? Yes. I just love saying yes. And don't you know that our Heavenly Father loves saying yes to His children through His Son. He's not an ogre in heaven slapping everybody's hand saying, no, 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 no. How many times has He said yes? It's sitting all around you. Look into the eyes of that wife and that husband. And look around you at this. It's a yes, everywhere. Somebody said, well, then what are we going to do when we get to heaven? Anything you want to. You got the Spirit of the Son in you. And when you get there, you'll only want what the Father wants. It's all going to be a yes. It's all going to be a yes. You say, well, preacher, what are you feeling right now? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thou mayest freely eat. Now listen, young people, what the devil's going to do is he's going to come in and he ain't going to mention all them trees. He's going to focus on the no. And you know why a lot of folks, they say they don't want to get saved. They say, well, I'm just afraid of what I'll have to give up and what I'm going to lose. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. If you come to this tree, can you see the tree? How many of you can see that cross? When you come to the cross, did you notice that's not a minus sign? What is it? It's a plus! You ain't never going to lose anything at Calvary, honey. You're going to gain it all. I had nothing when I come to the cross. Nothing. And I was a zero myself. A no. And about everything I tried to do was a minus. And I felt a no because I knew it was wrong. And didn't know how to cure it. Till I come to the cross. And He took care of my minus. Thank God He got rid of my no. And He became my yes. Now, let me illustrate this now. All the yeses. And one no. Every no came out of one tree. But thank God every yes of God comes out of another tree. Now I'll illustrate. I'm going to suppose as a young man at home, he's 15 years old, we'll call him Johnny. Mama's going to have to scurry out and be gone for a few hours. And she says, now Johnny, I got steak and gravy in the crock pot on the counter. It'll be done at 12 and you eat all you want. If you don't want steak and gravy or just a little bit of it, the leftover pizzas in the refrigerator, you can have that. Or
fix you a hot dog. You know what's in the cupboard. There's different types of chips, and you might even want a moon pie, an RC Cola. Just don't go hungry, and I'll be back in 3 or 4 hours. But before she leaves, she says, oh, by the way, there's a piece of chocolate cake on the counter, 4x4 inch piece of chocolate cake. Please don't eat that. Are you getting, you know what I'm saying? She closes the door, exits, closes the door, and can you hear Johnny? He's just like any teenager. I can't believe she don't want me to have chocolate cake. Forgets about everything else. Man, she knows I love chocolate cake. Oh, I know what I'll do. I just go over and run my finger through the icing. And he does. But he didn't realize he went a little deep. I mean, he got in there about an inch. And he thinks, oh, no. She's going to see that when she gets home. I got to trim this up. So he gets a knife and he trims that inch off, but it ain't 4x4 anymore. It's not square. And he thinks, oh, Mom's going to see that, so I'm going to cut off another. I'm going to square it up. And by the time he gets done squaring, as human nature is, there ain't much of the cake left. So he said, I'm just going to eat it all. Maybe she won't even remember it. So he downs it. Down the hatchet goes. And guess what? The rest of his day is spent in the spirit of a no. No matter what he eats, no matter what he watches, no matter what game, what he's thinking is, Mama's going to be here, and when she comes home, she's going to be mad. And you could look in his face. Can you imagine his sister coming in and said, Johnny, you sick? You eat something? No, I eat the cake. Mama's going to be mad. But let's just suppose he leaves the cake alone. He eats steak and gravy till he's like a walrus. Then he eats some pizza. Fixes him a hot dog. You know how teenagers are. They can clean the cupboard. Then he gets him 2 or 3 different types of chips and gets him a moon pie, an RC Cola. Woo! Can't you feel the yes in that? And he's laying there, man, laying back. I mean, he's so full of his stuff. And his sister comes in and she looks and she said, did you eat all them chips yet? You eat 3 moon pies? Yep. You've been eating, you eat the pizza and you've been eating. Mama's going to get you. She's going to be mad. And he said, no, she ain't. Said, how come? She said, I could have it all. He lived the rest of the day in the yes. Here's what I want to close with. Let us take out time to at least try to count some of the yeses and thank God for the yeses. You know the difference in the feeling of your heart in a yes and a no, don't you? Huh? You can feel it. The yes or the no. Oh, Christ brings us the yes to get rid of the no. But here is what I want you to understand. Let us thank God for all the yeses. But let us not forget Him. Let us not forget to also thank Him for the no. Because that no is for you. You never know what comes out of the no. Thank Him for all the yeses. And then every now and then, thank Him. But can't you look back? I'm going to tell you, there are times in my life, even before I was saved, that God delivered me from something that would have affected my life even to this day. And I say, God, thank You that You kept me from that. Let us count our blessings, name them one by one. Let us not forget what the Lord has done. Thank Him for the yeses. You know the reason why she didn't want Him to eat the cake? It was molded. You know why God didn't want him to eat of the tree? God is a God. Listen to me. God is a God of yes. He is a yes. Don't let your children think the cross is a minus or a negative. No, 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 no. It's a yes. Let's stand. I'll ask my wife if she will come and play. And I don't know what the Lord may have spoken to your heart. Maybe.